Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Hey. First things first.
So, there's the doctrine of the separation between party and state. And all along, the people that needed to apply it the most and knew about it the most would have been the ANC because they were the governing party. Mm-hmm. You know, very often you'd hear people talking about, well, when Cyril Ramaphosa, for example, goes to campaign for the ANC, is he campaigning as the president of the ANC or as the president of the country? Because one is frowned upon. And in fact, one is illegal, if we're being honest. But yeah, you know, it's very difficult to prove. Opposition parties would often criticize, etc. and so on. Now, with the GNU, we find ourselves in a very precarious position, which I personally love, in that the DA, amongst other parties, now has ministers as well. Ministers and deputy ministers. Mm-hmm. And we all know that the 2026 elections are coming up, and the DA needs to go on a campaign. The DA doesn't have that many stars, just a few here and there. And so they have written a letter asking that some of their members who happen to be in cabinet be allowed to campaign for them. Nothing improper about that. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts? We'll start with you, Mpo.
I don't see anything wrong with it because I remember reading an article in the Sunday Times and John Steenhuisen was talking about the importance of the DA remaining within the GNU. So I gather, as you rightfully say, they don't have many stars. So now they need the deputy ministers to come out and say, this is what we have achieved as the DA. And this is why you need to vote the DA into power, because according to them, if they show that they are able to deliver provincially, then it means come the next national election, they will be able to deliver nationally. So I kind of get where he's coming from.
Vundo?
Yeah, I saw the tweet yesterday where there seemed to be a conversation around conflation of party and state, which is an age-old problem. But I still think one can master the separation of party and state. But it's a very tight rope that one must walk. In this instance, you would have these deputy ministers and ministers going to campaign not with their titles in government, but as DA political party members. So it's still manageable. Mm. But also, when a party goes into government, they need to be forward-looking when it comes to their performance in government, knowing that at some point I'm going to need to be able to use my successes to secure votes in the coming election. Mm-hmm. So I saw nothing particularly wrong with it if they're not going to go there as deputy ministers or ministers and then have ordinary citizens ask them to commit to something. Let's say, for instance, you were a minister in social development, and then now you're going to pronounce and say, we are most certainly going to increase your grants and things like that, where you cannot use even the information where you're having conversations at that sensitive level. You cannot then divulge to your constituency. So it will be a tightrope that they must walk, but nevertheless, it's been done where we definitely know who's which minister, but when they are in the ANC and they're going to speak to their constituency, yeah, we can still distinguish. We know that you are either an NEC member today, but you cannot completely take away your hat of perhaps being a finance minister as Enoch Godongwane. So they will talk to you about finance-related matters, but you will walk that tightrope.
Mm. And to be quite honest, I don't think anybody besides the opposition gives the ANC any stick about it. The ANC is always out there campaigning with cabinet members.
Yeah.
Right? However, I could also argue that even as members of the cabinet, the DA ministers always make it a point that we know that they are DA. When I see a DA minister, I see DA first and then the minister second. It's just how they carry themselves. I don't know why. Even the colors they wear, literally, down to the blue, they'll never miss it.
But isn't that what everybody does, though? Even with the ANC guys, you know, and they sometimes try. I remember there was a speech where the president, in his capacity as president, had mentioned something about the ANC and people then complained. So I think they all do, because that's what they are. They are, first, they're party members before they are whatever position they hold in government. As much as we think they should, you know, put the government hat first, they'll always be from that particular home.
Well, constitutionally, they should put the government hat first.
But it's difficult.
Because when they swear on the constitution, they swear to uphold it, and then they swear to serve all of us.
Yeah.
Not just DA members, not just ANC members, not just IFP members or EFF members. You are now governing all of us.
But let us not forget that for the DA, it's about trying to take over government. So for them, it is not...
We don't know that.
Well, if you are blatant about wanting to get into power... Then come on.
The ANC wants to get into power.
Yes, but I'm saying with
the DA... That doesn't mean they want to destroy the DA.
I'm saying with the DA, it becomes very difficult for them to then separate party and government because they want to campaign as the DA so that they can get as much support as they can garner and then finally be able to get into power.
Mm-hmm. And I you know, I like Saul's point, honestly speaking, Sizwe. In as much as once you are sworn in and you're in government, you will serve us first and not your party. But if we had to look at it politically, what comes first? It is a political party that drafts its manifesto, sells it to the people. You then give them a mandate to go into government.
Mm-hmm.
So what had come first and what will they do in government? They will implement the manifesto that you endorsed.
Mm.
So essentially, it
government
was the
party. Government is one thing. Cabinet is something else.
Fair enough. No.
Because cabinet is selected by the head of the executive. That is just purely, purely cabinet. Government is yeah, you're born. And I'll tell you something else. There's one person that I must give his props to. Since this guy became minister, he's forgotten all about his party. I've never even heard him say Patriotic Alliance. Not once. Let us know what your thoughts are.
Thank you, Sizwe. Thank you. I was about to mention that Gaitin McKenzie has forgotten about his party. He's pushing his ministry.
On the streets, on the air, Sanbonan Dumelang. I think the leadership of this country, and I'm using the word leadership very loosely, have proven time and time again. When it comes to emotional intelligence, especially when it comes to these aspects of politics, when it comes to intelligence of actually separating these two things,
ew.
Nami kahle lento ngiyafisa ukuyibona izokwenzeka kanjani ngoba mawusiyabheka nje isibonelo la kwaZulu iDA iyona phela iphethe ingqalazinda yena okuhlaliswa kahle kwabantu manje nisho ukuthi uma becampaign bengasho ukuthi buka nazi into esizenzile since singenile kuhulumeni ningazodlala ngeDA iDA ayiqhubeke nje vele uma ucampaign usukucampaignela iparty yakho kahle nifuna ukuthi kubonakale ama-results ucampaigna ngama-results kahle manje it's no longer about campaigning ngama-promises sekufuna sibone into wathi uyenza sikuvoteleke
Sizwe iDA nje izofuna ukusebenzisa wonke lama ministerial position bawaphethe ku-government as they are weapon to say since we are in government thina senze 1 2 3 1 2 3 ayikho nje indaba yokuthi bafuna ukusebenzisa ama deputy minister the same deputy ministers labo bazosebenzisa the what into yenziwe iDA but mina I don't want to lie I like this genie I like very well because now I say kolento ukuthi iANC izawulula up until Jesus come.
But now, let me ask, what is wrong with that if the DA does that? The ANC, for example, goes on all the time and tells us, well, since we've been governing since 1994, here are the changes we've brought to the people. So what's wrong with the DA doing it?
The people who are in cabinet, right, should not be allowed to campaign. And that should be made a thing, you know, officially, that people who are in cabinet are not allowed to campaign. But the people who are in the parties who those cabinet members come from then may use the work of those selective ministers who come from their parties, you know, to show people how much they've worked or how effective they are actually in government. I think that is better than actually how it would look or how it usually looks when the same people who are in the cabinet now go back and campaign themselves while they're still serving the public as cabinet ministers and deputy ministers, right? So I think that's where my problem is with it.
So now here's my question. If I'm John Steenhuisen, right, and I am obviously a minister, but I'm also the head of the DA.
Mm-hmm.
Now what must I do?
Because by what you're saying is that John Steenhuisen or Cyril shouldn't even be on the posters when the election as the president of that organization.
You see now, it's a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.